I'm thinking of like all the single ladies for some reason, and just like it's a fun image.
All the single
All
ladies,
the single ladies, all the
all
single
the single
ladies,
ladies.
all
Now put
the
your hands up.
you missed one.
Oh, sorry. Start again.
All the single ladies, all the single
Single
ladies,
ladies,
all the
all the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies. Now put your hands
Up in the
up in the
club,
club.
na na
Na
na,
na
they're my own little thing.
na na oh na
Na na na na na na na na na na na na. If you like it, then you should've put a
If you
ring
like it,
on
then you
it.
should have put a ring on it.
If you like it,
If you
then you
like it,
should've
then you
put a
should have put
ring
a
on it.
ring on it.
Na 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 na
Don't
na.
be mad, don't be mad, 'cause he won it. If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
This is so
Oh.
auto-tune. I don't know which part to
Who
put.
cares,
I
you
don't
know?
know
Cut
which part to put first.
all of
Put all of it in.
it out.
Let's go. So need the introduction.
Oh
1, 2, 3. Hola,
my God. You are disgusting.
niños.
I hope you perish. I hope you perish. That is pathetic,
We're
Sharma.
barely seven
I
minutes
said
into the
it. What do you
recording
mean
and I want to edit
pathetic, Sharma?
myself.
Can you not recognize my voice, Tanvi?
That is pathetic, Handa.
Okay,
That is
fine.
pathetic.
Hola,
You should be
niños.
ashamed of yourself.
I am.
Yeah.
Anyways, welcome back, I guess. Regrettably, welcome back. I'm Sunidhi.
I'm Tanvi, I guess. I don't like this at all.
And this is
This should
Anika.
have been over by now.
Let the girl say her name.
This is Anika.
Sorry.
Listen to me, pick me, choose me, love me. This is Anika.
Oh,
this
Nice.
is a mess already.
It's fine, we'll just use it. I can't be bothered anymore.
At this point, you know, what's another migraine or two while editing? You know, it's
It's
nothing
fine, yeah.
new.
We'll be fine.
You brought this upon yourself.
Yeah, fair point.
You're like, at this point.
I'm like,
Just took an
guys, I
injury
don't
now.
mind, I'll edit for us. Then I didn't realize what I
Yeah.
was getting into.
It's on you now, like it's on you.
Yeah.
Anyways, we've been
क्यों
recording.
करना था काम आपको ज्यादा क्यों करना था व्हाई डू यू हेट योरसेल्फ सो मच लेट्स स्टार्ट ऑफ विद दैट सुनिधि
I'm very self-destructive,
Guys,
clearly.
before we start, small warning. You've already listened to so much crap, but another small warning. This episode will positively make you lose all the brain cells you have left. So, like, proceed with caution. Genuinely, you'll have none left. This is gonna be such a shit show. I don't know why I thought this was a
I
good
hope that you're
idea.
doing
But yeah.
whatever you're doing, just use us as white noise because everything we are gonna say,
This is
more than
gonna
usual,
be
is gonna be
shit.
irrelevant.
It's
So
not
irrelevant.
irrelevant. It's straight
Like,
shit,
almost
okay?
most of our episodes, at least to some degree, you can keep something in mind and leave it. Even if it is that, wow, that was a waste of time. You know, there's something that you can take out of it. Here, nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing. Nothing's gonna come out of
Like
it.
every episode
So,
you
we're
learn
white
at least
noise.
something new. This episode you're kind of learning what I
If
go
you have a
through when I
balcony, your
go on the
balcony will
internet.
seem
This
very
is what
nice.
makes Anika Handa laugh. This shit is what makes me laugh, yes. Okay, so this episode is again one of let's call it drab, disgusting readings for
No, we're just not putting any name on it. I think it's just safer not to put a name on it because I will
Okay.
shoot myself.
I am gonna do more of these. Yes. This so see, for like us, I think the podcast is now Sunidhi actually trying, doing a good job. Tanvi making info dumps because that's what goes on in her brain, and me just using this as a shit posting area. So enjoy that. Make of that what you will. If
Yeah.
someone's actually listening and you waited 2 weeks for this, sorry.
Now apparently, like, there are people that we actually don't directly know who are listening to us. Like, as in, out of like our contacts and people that we've informed. So now I'm a little nervous, a little worried, but you know, we work with it.
if you're my future employer, I'm sorry, I'm not usually like this. It's just online uni. Please
such a lie. You're always like this. You're never not like this, but she won't be like this in a professional environment.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Shut up. Stop insulting me. I need this job. I need this job. Okay. Okay. So, for those of you that are still here, a small prayer for our brain cells. Like, a small prayer for our brain cells.
Sprinkle some holy water everywhere.
Mr. Worldwide. Okay, let's go.
I think silence is going to be the only remedy.
I swear.
Okay. So, I actually have to tell you what we're doing. We're doing a critical analysis of bad song lyrics today.
Analysis is a very...
It's a loose term.
Generous term to use. It makes us seem like we'll be making some semblance of sense, which...
The word analysis was for my future employer. It was for my future employer. Mm-hmm. Clickbait, if you will.
Actually, you know what? Who knows what we get from this? Who knows?
Oh, yeah. I've just like noted down lyrics. Let's see how this goes. So, the first song we have is Fireball by Mr. Worldwide, our favorite. So, here we go.
Ooh.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity. You know the roof on fire. We gone boogie oogie oogie, jiggle wiggle and dance, like the roof on fire. We gone drink drinks and take shots until we fall out, like a roof on fire. Now baby get your booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. I tell her baby 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 baby, I'm on fire. I tell her baby 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 baby, I'm a fireball. This song is about the horrors of arson. It's about a man talking about...
Wait! The horrors of arson?
Clearly, he's asking the lady to take off all her clothes. So, you know, I think you've heard when there's like burns and stuff, the clothes get stuck to the body. He doesn't want that to happen to her. So he's asking her to take off all her clothes so that in case of arson, nothing happens to her. He had too many shots and then he had a cigarette and
his passion just is like a ball of fire that's coming out.
But then because his passion is so out there because his passion is so flammable, I don't know, he is on fire and he refers to his endeared person as baby, so hence the baby baby baby, because
I definitely feel like the repetition of baby again and again, exactly. Almost like it's supposed to like end you. I feel like it really rams home the idea of how much he adores this person. So
exactly, his last words are a prayer.
Future hubby, please take notes. Thank you.
If you're not like Mr. Worldwide, are you even deserving of marrying Sunidhi? You're not.
Yes.
You're not.
It's true.
You have to be like Mr. Worldwide. Or, like, no one wants a Mr. Not Worldwide. You know? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, the next part, extremely, like, this is extremely poetic. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
I saw, I came, I conquered. Or should I say, I saw, I conquered, I came. They say the Chico on fire and he ain't no liar. While y'all slipping, he running the game. Now Big Bang Boogie, get that kitty little noogie and a nice, nice little shade. I gave Susie a little pat up on the booty and she turned around and said, walk this way. So from here, obviously we can see, I think Susie
tears.
I think Susie is from the fire department, but I'm not sure. Like, you know, maybe after she saved his life, he gave her a little pat on the booty, consensual pat on the booty, saying, you know, thank you. Just, mm-hmm. Yeah, this is Mr. Worldwide.
God, he's so inspirational, man. I literally want to change careers right now.
So then he goes on to, you know, talk about his life story. So I was born in a flame. Mama said that everyone would know my name because, you know, he was born because the day he was born, it was just like an arsonist at the hospital. I don't know. Yeah. I'm the best. That's right. You never ever had. If you think I'm burning out, I never am. So this also goes into like, you know, the general Gen Z, everyone just getting burnt out because of the uni pressures. Anyways, Yeah, so he's talking about how, you know, you shouldn't burn out and stuff like that. And he then talks about how he's on fire. And
okay, yeah. 1 second. I just need to interrupt. Yeah. You shouldn't burn out is the greatest piece of advice I've ever heard. If you're burning out because you have too much workload, just don't. Didn't you think of that, you dumbass?
Yes. For everyone out there who's overworking.
Brilliant.
You know who you are. I've told you already.
Just stop it.
Tanvi, you as well. Stop it. Stop it. No one needs success when you can have fun watching Netflix. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I'm
saying. And how will I pay for Netflix? You tell me that.
Tanvi, can you please take some lessons from Mr. Worldwide? Like, he's clearly telling you to be passionate about Netflix. Like, if you beg hard enough, I'm sure you'll get that, you know, money anyways. So, yeah, I think you get the gist of the song. Also, this is followed by lines upon lines of him saying he's on fire and how he's taking it down and bringing it back.
I think the repetition, again, in this case is that, like, you know, I think because the fire is getting to his brain, you know, the burnout is also getting to his brain and all the effects of it. So repetition usually implies just, like, psychosis.
He's just hallucinating at this
point. No, I'm not even kidding. Look at the Instagram post. I am going to be putting a screenshot of what's on my screen. It's just lines upon lines of I'm on fire, we're taking it down.
That is terrifying. Is he okay? Should we check in with Mr. Worldwide?
He is burning up with passion. Send us your theories, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so we've been recording.
Somehow
for a
I feel
long
this
time.
Could be linked with Illuminati as well.
Oh.
Yeah, true.
Yes. Nice. Very interesting. Okay, so let's move on to the next song. I have so many by Mr. Worldwide. So the next song, I understand if y'all don't get it, it's extremely niche. Like, it's like the top of the pyramid. You probably won't get it, but if you do, then you should hit up Mr. Worldwide because this song's a banger. So, it's about a construction worker who's extremely passionate about monkeys and traveling. We have On the Floor by Pitbull and J-Lo. Let's go.
Oh, I actually like this song.
Song gives me tears every time. The saddest song ever.
It's so beautiful.
We love J-Lo. We love J-Lo, so we're not going to sing her verses. She's not deep enough. Like, no one's as deep as Mr. Worldwide. We love Mr. Worldwide. Let's go. So, here I go. I'm loose, and everybody knows I get off the train. Baby, it's the truth. I'm like Inception. I play with your brain. So I don't sleep. I snooze. I don't play no games, so don't get it confused. No? Cause you will lose. Yeah. Now pump it up and back it up like a Tonka truck. Dale. Like, there's so much going here. So, okay, we start with how he's like Inception and plays with his brain. So obviously this is about the politics in the construction sector. He's trying to go up the ladder here. Then after that, he works so hard. He doesn't sleep. Like, you know, 8 hours of sleep, he doesn't know. He just snoozes like every 2 minutes after.
He's so relatable. Like, he's so relatable. I cannot think of anybody
like,
such
he's
an icon.
Grinding. He is grinding.
Like,
he is
no
going up the corporate
soul.
Ladder. Yes. Oh, my heart. My heart goes out to him.
And
he is so serious about his career. He doesn't play no games. Don't even try to get it confused because you will lose. He's gonna
How
win.
How inspiring. What a role model. This is who I'm going to tell my kids about.
Yes. I think the line that gets to me the most is back it up like a Tonka truck. Like, wow.
Right? Like,
wow.
The magnitude Poetic. Of the words there just really hits you.
I'm sorry. Tonka truck is the most beautiful phrase I've ever heard. If somebody referred to my butt as a Tonka truck, I am falling in love.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you
it's a given.
Go ahead and you have a crush on a, you know, a girl, a guy, anyone, just tell them to back it up like a Tonka truck. If they don't fall into your arms that very second, Mr. Worldwide will give you $1 billion. That's my guarantee. Which is worth nothing.
And plus,
by
if
the way.
If in case Mr. Worldwide is really, you know, if he's hitting the snooze button and he can't give you the billion, you know, they're not the one for you if they don't back it up like a Tonka truck.
Exactly.
That's just my rule of thumb now.
Exactly. Like, you have a list of, you know, like your ideal type, maybe what their height is, what they look like. You have to add
a Tonka truck
ass. Like, that is what you need. You need a Tonka truck in your life.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And always remember, be the Tonka truck in your own life.
I don't know why you laugh. I don't think this is a joke, Sanidhi. Like, genuinely, do better.
It's serious advice.
Sanidhi. Like, you need to be the Tonka truck for yourself. You don't need it no other person. Be independent. Yeah, be your own Tonka truck.
Number one.
And back it up on yourself.
Guys, okay.
Yes.
All jokes aside, TTDS, Tonka Truck Deficiency Syndrome, is a serious medical condition. And if you feel any of its effects, you should contact your primary medical care provider.
This episode has been my favorite so far.
It can be potentially fatal, guys. It is serious. TTDS is a serious illness and we're trying to raise awareness
guys,
for it. And we would like to thank Mr. Worldwide for saying it first. Yes.
And guys, yes. Like, I just have to point this out. This is my favorite episode. You don't understand how much shit I got from Sunidhi and Tanvi for, like, even trying to do this. But this is clearly the most elite episode. If it's 6 hours long,
I supported it from the beginning. I said you have to do this episode.
Let me be dramatic. I want to be my own Tonka truck for once, Tanvi. It's like you don't understand my feelings.
Apologies.
Anyways, the next verse kind of brought me to tears. So, just a second. That badonka donk is like a trunk full of bass on an old school Chevy. All I need is some vodka and some chunky coke and watch a chick get Donkey Konged. Beautiful. Like, can you think about this?
God, it gave me chills.
That badonka donk is like a trunk full of bass on an old school Chevy.
That Donkey Kong?
Yes, watch a chick get Donkey Kong. Like, if you're not getting Donkey Kong, man, what is your life?
Look at that cultural reference that he's throwing in. Imagine, can your favorite artist do that? I did not think so. This is top tier. Top tier.
It's just, it's up there. Like, how can you battle with this? You can't. Like, unless you're Super Mario. What am I saying?
I mean, yeah, that's the most. But then even then, like,
you're gonna get Donkey Kong, man.
How are you gonna put Super Mario in there? Donkey Kong? That inserting that in there? Oh.
And the fact that I think there's a little bit of analysis needed on the vodka and chunky coke.
I was questioning, yes.
Yeah, like maybe it's for like texture. Like why is the coke chunky? Is it expired? Does he not have money? Like is this about his offense?
I feel like, you know, it's more of a spiritual thing, you know, like vodka, like you have a strong spirit and then chunky coke is something new, experimental that you throw in there.
Revolutionary. Okay. Anyways, the next line are more like travel heavy. So this is where the travel enthusiast comes in. Baby, if you're ready for things to get heavy, clearly about the suitcases, I get on the floor and act like a fool if you let me. He's ready to do anything for you. You want him to act like a fool, he'll do it. Look at his passion. Passion. Yes. Don't believe me, just vet me. My name ain't Keith, but I see why you sweat me. LA, Miami, New York. Say no more, get on the floor. Dale. Can I hear some applause?
Oh my god. Yeah, just clicking. Oh my god. I think the Keith part really indicates some, like, you know, in the past, I feel like he's dealt with people not understanding who he is. And
I think more than that,
remember,
Keith would also...
Remember when Ariana Grande came up with Love You Next and everybody was like, oh my god, she's so brave for naming all her exes. Pitbull did it first.
He named Keith
in his song.
Pitbull is clearly talking about some insecurities. Like, Keith sounds like a guy who got, like, straight A's in class, was on all the sport teams, did really well in, like, you know, music and dance and just everything. He just sounds like an overachiever. And maybe Pitbull had some insecurities because of that. He wasn't always Mr. Worldwide. He had to get up the corporate ladder in the, you know, construction sector.
Music industry.
Yeah.
Construction industry. Sorry, how can I forget?
Exactly.
Silly me.
Please pay attention, Tanvi. I will kick you out of the Finer Things Club. I don't need you here.
Yeah.
Have you been rewatching The Office?
Maybe.
Good God.
Also, I think bring this up. Pitbull is such an icon. So I think I was using Metro lyrics to, you know, get all these lyrics on paper. And when I was doing my research, obviously very heavy research, took me a good 50 days. So the next song that was recommended after this song was the Shri Hanuman Chalisa. Like, can you see
what this is on par with? I'm telling, it's
religiously related.
Do you see what this is on par with? This is on par with Hanuman Chalisa. It's another religious song. It's a religion, for God's sake, Mr. Worldwide.
Pitbull is up there. Honestly, why is there... I want to start the religion. I just want to start the religion.
I think I will follow you if you do that.
Yeah. Like, instead of amen, it's just we're just saying Dale.
Dale. Ah.
Yeah.
Or?
And then when someone sneezes, instead of bless you, we say, back up that Tonka trunk.
Sunidhi, this is not a joke.
I'm not laughing. I just
you will clearly say Donkey Kong. Like, if you don't say that,
right? My apologies. Yeah, right.
It's not a joke.
Just pure speculation. Yes.
Anyways, this song was like, it's so deep. I don't think I can get into all the intricacies of On the Floor. Mm-hmm. So I think we should move on to the next one. So I don't know what to say about the next song except that it's obviously a whole bop, Mr. Worldwide. So, we have some woodcutter vibes going here, some sailor vibes,
okay,
some environmentalist vibes coming in on the sides. So, it's like, it's very wholesome. Like, he's tried to include as many careers as he can in this. He's like, mm-hmm. I think he's trying to start his own career...
NGO?
Counseling. No, career counseling agency.
Oh, okay.
Or potentially, like, it could be both together, you know? NGO,
yeah, it could
come,
be both.
Career.
He is Mr. Worldwide.
He's Mr. Worldwide. So this song is Timber by Pitbull. It's going down, I'm yelling Timber. You better move, you better dance. Let's make a night.
Again with the construction industry thing.
Yeah, yeah. Let's make a night, you won't remember. I'll be the one, you won't forget. So here's where I'm a little confused. It's going down. So does he mean the building's collapsing or that the ship is sinking? I'm a little confused here. But the dancing might indicate it's a ship.
Right.
Yes.
So
it's a little confusing. Anyways, I'm sure Pitbull will provide us some further insight as we continue.
Could be both.
So
there's layers of interpretation.
Yeah, of course. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Again, construction. This biggity boy's a diggity dog. I have him like Miley Cyrus, clothes off, twerking in their bras and thongs, Timber. Again, this seems like it's pointing more towards a sailor side, you know, like, cause
I feel like it's like omnipresent, you know, both of them just like playing off of one another, you know?
That's
what,
so
it's the work ethic,
art.
Idea.
Art.
Yeah.
Anyways.
You know, like I said, layers of interpretation. Only Mr.
I think
Worldwide
the next line is what Tanvi will really enjoy. Face down, booty up, Timber. That's the way we like the what? Timber.
How did you know?
I just know it.
Yeah, I think I vaguely remember, like, you know, the few times that we video called, like, it was on your wall, so, you know.
Yeah.
Next to the
Pitbull
statue, so.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. That's really what gets me going.
Yeah.
Okay. The next song is again, like, sorry, the next line is again about what you would want in a significant other. I'm slicker than an oil spill. Say she won't, but I bet she will, Timber. So you need a bit of mystery in there. You need to be slicker than an oil spill. Like, it's again, you need that on your list.
And look at that. He took the conventional line of, like, I'm smooth as butter and turned it to slicker
he's
than an oil spill. Like, look at that.
He's also...
beautiful.
I'm sure after he released this song, so many, you know, environmentalists who talk about oil spills, they would have gotten so much, like, funding, donations, just because of this one line. He's Pitbull... You're the king, man.
Change
You're
lives.
The king. You're changing lives here.
He really changed lives.
So, okay.
And we're just here to spread the message, really.
That's true. Definitely. So, anyways, I think by now, y'all can tell that the Lord and Savior, Pitbull, makes a lot of occupational puns and jokes and, you know, just guidances. Like, I think you could call them tenets if you would like.
Right.
So,
yes,
the
yes,
next
yes.
one is about a plumber working in a hotel. Let's go. So, this is Hotel Room by Pitbull. DJ Tim Johnson, I want everybody to stop what they're doing, Mr. 305. Now, if you know you're with somebody, you're gonna take the hotel room tonight. Make some noise. Who? So, I think this is about, like, they're all in a ballroom and it's gonna flood because of some, you know, plumbing issues. So, he's telling everyone, including the DJ, to just, like, evacuate everyone so he can fix it.
He cares so much about people, genuinely. Like, he's just so caring and so empathetic. It's amazing.
He's so proactive. Like, the next five lines... Not five, in fact. Like, I think the next 16 lines are about, meet me at the hotel room, meet me at the hotel room. Forget about your boyfriend and meet me at the hotel room. So this is, again, the same principle as when you're on an airplane. You know, before putting on others' oxygen masks, put your own on. So, you know.
Because you're your own Tonka trunk. And you have to prioritize yourself.
It's a whole circle. It's a whole circle. There's a reason we have all the Pitbull songs together. Forget about your boyfriend and meet me at the hotel room. You can bring your girlfriends and meet me at the hotel room. So he's also allowing your girlfriends to come. Like, he's helping them out.
Exactly.
Then he gives some suggestions. You know, hotels, motels, Holiday Inn. Just a lot of stuff. Anyways, so here we go with the poetic, you know, like the actual verses. She liked that freaky stuff. Two in the O and one in the I. That kinky stuff, you nasty, but I like your type. Like, this is just...
I'm so sorry, Anika. Like, I just... The eye part is just... I don't understand what he's implying here. I think I
need some insight from Tanvi. I have no idea.
Yeah. We've lost
the eyeline. Wow. Yeah, man. It's sorry, I was just reminiscing about, you know, the first time I heard these lines, and it really took me back to a dark place in my life.
Of course, yeah.
Where Pitbull was the only savior. I'm here today because of him.
And we're here with you.
No, because I remember in 7th grade, I was going through a really rough time. I'd lost somebody very important to me. I used to have this Hermes, like this hydro flask, that I'd had since 5th grade, and I had lost it in school, and my mother beat my ass.
I'm taking such deep breaths right now, like, I'm really trying so hard. Like, I got all that.
I'm not controlling my laughter for the past 6 pages of this. I
got 6 pages! 6 pages! I've just been like taking deep
I'm not lying. This, I have spent the most time on this research from all the episodes I've done. This is what I spent the most time.
I'm surprised I haven't cried yet. This is so much.
I'm very impressed by my brain in this moment. I'm very proud of myself for coming up with that story in the moment.
Let me just say, be more active. We love your contributions.
I just love how, like, Anika, we had no idea what to do with that one line because it threw me off. I was like, what do you mean? What goes in the eye? And then I'm just like, Anika, explain. And I was like, I don't fucking know.
Okay, guys. Mr. Worldwide.
Sorry.
That kinky stuff, you nasty, but I like your type. So, of course, to get into the plumbing sector, you need a little bit of, like, how do I say this? Like, you need to work with pretty nasty stuff. If someone says nasty here, I will slap you. Please don't. Yeah. You need to work with some nasty stuff.
Naughty.
Oh, God. Okay. This is serious. Okay. And like T.I., it's whatever you like. Bring your girls, just whatever the night. Your man just left. I am the plumber tonight. Like, he is showing his dominance here. He is out here, you know? The next line, again, I think this is going to be Tanvi's favorite. So, I'll check your pipes. Oh, you the healthy type. Well, here goes some egg whites. Now give me that sweet, that nasty, that Gucci stuff.
Okay, yeah. So I have a great perspective on this,
of course,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My mind has constructed an entire narrative around these lines. Basically, you know how we were talking about how he was in the construction industry?
Mm-hmm.
He has now expanded his company to also employ plumbers.
Oh.
So that's why he's talking about cleaning pipes.
Oh my
and
God,
then
he was
like,
sense.
You know what, I've already expanded to plumbing anyways. Let me also expand to, like, you know, home caretakers.
Right.
So he's like, we will also provide you with egg
free
whites
healthcare.
In the morning.
Free
why?
Healthcare.
Because egg whites are a healthy breakfast.
Maybe he hired
exactly.
a few nutritionists.
This is Pitbull.
And yeah.
This is Pitbull making a great comment on the state of America's healthcare system right now.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, listen, we need to eat more egg whites and we need to do our shit. That's his commentary on the
nutrition.
American healthcare
exactly.
system. And he was like, we need kids to eat more egg whites. Why? Because egg whites are high in protein.
Exactly.
Right.
And
yeah.
protein is important for us. Because it helps us grow into big, tall boys, girls, and non-binary.
I also really like how he's included such scientific methods. So he has checked, you know, the person's pipes. Now, see, I personally think this is the alimentary canal that he's talking about.
Right.
You know, he's done a full colonoscopy and an endoscopy and everything. And then he says, oh,
mm-hmm.
you're the healthy type. Well, here are some egg whites. So the person's already healthy, but
could
they
this
could
be hinting
with,
like, at
like
him wanting to be
more.
A doctor?
They could do a little bit like more egg whites in their meal, and they'd just be like they'd lift to 120. He's just stating his opinion here.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, the next line's a little confusing. No one really knows what they mean yet. But then we're gonna go 3 and 3. You're gonna undress me. Then we're gonna go 4 and 4. We're gonna freak out some more. And then he again talks about the hotel room and how he, you know, the person can forget about their boyfriend and meet him at the hotel room. Poetic.
Right.
It's open to interpretation. Whatever you guys think is, you know,
it really
good.
Is.
Let us know.
It really is.
Then I think the rest of the song is a little repetitive. Of course, these things need, you know, some sort of emphasis. So he's talked about it again and again. Yeah. So he's talked about a few lines that notable lines that I liked were we go off to the room like vroom. That's just good wordplay. The next is just it's a little inappropriate, so I can't say it, but you should check the lyrics out.
Okay.
The next line is okay, shorty. One's company, two's a crowd, and three's a party.
I mean, yeah, keeping that in mind, this is how we made the podcast. Three's a party.
Exactly. He just knows. Like, I think he wrote this
yeah.
song for us. Maybe he was trying to inspire us when we were younger. Like, start a podcast, girls, do this.
You know, the idea of that
Mr. Worldwide
makes me just so emotional.
I swear. Oh, okay, and while I'm talking about Mr. Worldwide, this is the last thing we're gonna, you know, discuss with context to our favorite. We have some, there's this site called We Are Mitu, M-I-T-U, I don't know, it's just like We Are and then MITU.com. And they have a beautiful article on just like decoding what Pitbull means when he says in some songs. Just like a few
okay.
lines, but the insight, it really added a lot to my day. So I think let's start.
Right.
So they've given a bit of an introduction. I'll just read it out. Ever find yourself singing along to a Pitbull song at the club and thinking, wait, what did he just say? Then the alcohol kicks in and you realize you hit up the club to dance, not think. Well, if you ever do listen to Pitbull, you realize Mr. Worldwide's lyrics are way deeper than you realized. Here's some proof. Okay, like adding to this, like Pitbull's beats are so fire. I think sometimes we forget to appreciate the lyrics. It's just a, you know.
Yeah, we really do.
Mm.
Anyways, the first thing is a line we already talked about. Mommy got an ass like a donkey with a monkey. Look like King Kong.
Wow.
So the song is I Know You Want Me, Kale Ocho. And what you think it means is that the woman has a huge butt. But what it really means
mm-hmm.
is, you know, my mother was a strong, stubborn woman, and she worked tirelessly to climb the corporate ladder. She eventually made it to the top, and what can I say? She was a beast. Oof.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
This,
wow.
The respect.
What an inspiration.
I can't do this.
It's so
difficult. It's so difficult. Oh my god. Okay.
Ooh, ooh, no. Ooh, ooh.
Okay, we got this. We got this. We got this.
Okay. Mr. Worldwide.
Yes.
The next one. Every other city we go, we always pull a couple of pretty hoes. So the song is Toma featuring Little John. And what do you think it means? We pick up women wherever we go. What it really means? Throughout my travels, I like to buy gardening supplies and take care of people's yards. Sometimes I talk to plants. His passion to help people, to make the world a better place, to be multi-talented. Specialization is for insects. He wrote that. He said it.
I can't think of many people who are that passionate about, you know, lives and the earth and everything.
Dude, there's a gif of Pitbull winking here. I can't do this.
I love that.
Again, the next line, one we already talked about. I'm slicker than an oil spill. Say she won't, but I bet she will. Timber. So this song is Timber featuring Kesha. What do you think it means? What do you think it means? Wow, my English. What do you think it means?
What do you think?
I think. I seduce women. But what it really means, mankind's addiction to oil is killing Mother Nature. But she will have her revenge. She will crush us with falling trees. Again, we talked about this. The environmentalist take on the whole
He's
song.
He's predicting it.
Definitely. Tanvi, any insight you'd like to add?
You know, I think that given that he is the greatest philosopher of our time, like there's no contest to that, I don't think that my puny little pea brain, see, I can't even talk properly, can truly comprehend the majesty of the words that he proclaims.
Definitely.
And so I shall reserve judgment.
No, Tanvi, we generally do like your insight because it's usually unique. So, you know, join in.
Unique is another way of saying wrong. So I would like to reserve judgment and I would like for you to move off.
Okay. The next.
Please, I can't breathe.
Tanvi, talk more, please. You're like good at this. Come on. Okay. The next.
Yeah, like you're good at bullshit.
Yes. Now, ladies, the next song. Now, Big Bang Boogie. Get that kitty little noogie in a nice, nice little shade. So the song is Fireball by John Ryan, featuring John Ryan. What do you think it means? Are we hooking up or nah? But what it really means is, dancing with you is like creating a universe where we just pet kittens and hold tiny umbrellas. Who wouldn't want to live in that universe? Like,
that's amazing.
See, I disagree. I think this talks about consent. You see, he asks her, are we dancing or nah? He gives her the option to say nah, aka no.
Consent.
I would respectfully disagree, but
that's true. But just like the romance of it all, like imagine making a new universe with your significant other just to pet kittens and hold tiny umbrellas. That's the world I want to live in. I don't know about you all.
That's my literal nightmare.
That's peak,
Hannah,
for me.
That is actually my nightmare.
I think I will have to send you to Mr. Worldwide Jail.
And puppies in this.
Yeah, I think you should be exiled.
You deserve jail. Solitary.
That is true. I do. Solitary.
Off with her head.
Bring the guillotine.
Yes.
Bring the guillotine.
Anyways, next one. Down in Key Largo. I can't say this. You know I'm on that sticky, icky. Don't do it much, but when I do, I'm gone. So, the song is Fun featuring Chris Brown. What do you think it means? I smoke weed and it gets me high. But what it really means is the humidity in this city is unbearable. I don't go there very often, but when I do, I get the urge to leave immediately. Again, climate change. Yeah. His insight. So the next
it's just overwhelming.
The next line is just really one of my favorites. Give credit where credit is due. Don't you know that I don't give a number two? Song is Back in Time. What do you think it means? I don't give a shit if you don't like me. But what it really means is I used to work at a bank giving out loans, but I quit because I was constantly constipated.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
He gives credit where credit is due. He's clearly like an accountant.
Which is so important.
It's so important. You need someone to manage the books and he did it. And I think this also goes into like a little bit of the plagiarism topic. Like he's saying that, you know, you should just give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
That's about it. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
The next, again, we've talked about this. Oh, you're the healthy type. Well, here go some egg whites. Song is Hotel Room. What you think it means is irrelevant because what it actually means is I am constantly in awe of you. I am aware you live like a healthy lifestyle. So please accept this omelette as a symbol of my pure, untainted love for you. Like it's as we said. It's perfect. Yeah. Spot on.
If they don't crack an egg and give it to you and offer that to you, I see no purpose of, you know, being with them.
So
you do you.
The next line, people might think it's a little vulgar, but you know, In Brazil, they're freaky with big old boobs and their thongs, blue, yellow, and green. This song is International Love featuring Chris Brown again. What do you think it means? Brazil is full of beautiful women. But what it really means is that the world is full of complex cultures, such as Brazil, where they often wear the colors of their flag.
Wow.
I never saw this. I can't believe I didn't notice it. Tanvi, you're awfully
like,
quiet.
It
today.
Really blew. It blew over our heads. I think she's just overwhelmed with, you know, all
I'm
of this.
I'm just overwhelmed.
Of course.
And this, again, brings me back to really a place in my life that wasn't very good. So this is a triggering episode for me. Seventh grade was tough, you know, what with me losing Mitzi. Mitzi, for those of you who don't remember, was the name of my hydro flask.
Right.
She was blue, and I loved her a lot. And I left her in another country, and I will never see her again.
Oh.
And my mother really, really was angry at me and screamed at me for a long time for losing my bottle. And I have never quite recovered.
Oh, God.
From that.
I'm wiping
so,
tears.
So, yeah, listening
right
to
now.
All these songs really brings me back. And I don't know what to do. And so I was just processing my own memories and trauma and trying to live through that.
Yes.
And so I would respect.
Okay. No, don't worry. We just have a few more lines.
What am I doing with my life?
We're college students.
Yes, we have extreme pressure. And while we'll be posting this episode a few weeks later, we have end sams coming up. So bear with us.
What
yeah.
am I doing with my life, man?
Okay. So, Tanvi, we just have a few more lines about, you know, from Mr. Worldwide. I know he makes you emotional. The next few songs are not about him, so, you know, feel free to chime in when you'd like. So, we have the next line again, our favorite, that Badonka Donk is like a trunk full of bass on an old school Chevy. Seven tray donkey donk. Like, that's On the Floor by Jennifer Lopez. What do you think it means? That ass though. But what it really means is your body is like a treasure trove of secrets that resonates at the very core of my being and it raises me through the seven levels of heaven. Ah,
beautiful.
Oh, okay.
That is no
so
other way of
thing.
Putting
Have
it.
You guys had heard that song Your Body is a Wonderland by John Mayer?
Yes.
Or have
no,
you heard
actually,
of that song?
Yes.
Okay, have you heard of that song at least?
Yes, yes.
I think so.
It's
okay.
a good song, yeah.
So that song, actually, this is a very little known fact. That song was actually inspired by this song by Pitbull and J-Lo.
Oh my god.
It might have come out before this song did, but it was still, in like, you know, this was such a good song.
You don't
song.
Know what
it
goes on in the music
in the work.
Industry. Like,
exactly.
you don't know the
it was,
intricacies.
It was basically in the working for years. And like Pitbull
yeah.
and J-Lo were pretty much done with it in 1985.
Exactly.
Right. But the problem was that John Mayer saw their song and stole the idea and released his song. And it became like one of the biggest songs that year. So they're like, you know what? We're going to let him have his little 15 seconds of fame, date Taylor Swift for a while, get dumped brutally, have her write one of her best songs about him, how much of an asshole he was. Right. And then we're going to drop this fire track. And then they dropped the song and it was the biggest thing in the world and everybody loved it and everybody loves them and it's just great time for them. So, you know, karma really is a
Don't
bitch.
Get me wrong. We really love your song, John Mayer. We really do.
No, I don't. He dated Taylor Swift when he was 30 and she was 90.
What?
That is creepy ass behavior. So.
Wait,
what?
Really?
Yes.
Wait, no, let's just stop
I will
everything.
Call
what?
Him out.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
He is a problematic piece of shit.
That's odd. I never knew of this. I like some of his songs. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on, so now that we're done with the treasure trove that is Mr. Worldwide, I have a few other songs in my playlist. So next we have a lyrical masterpiece. As women, we will probably never know the pain some men go through on a day-to-day basis. But here's a song that, in my opinion, captures it perfectly. So it's an racial masterpiece, of course. And get ready for the story of a lifetime. I will request you to hold your comments until the end because I know you'll have a lot. This song is by King Missile and it is Detachable Penis. Here we go. I woke up this morning with a bad hangover and my penis was missing again. It happens all the time. It's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it at home. when I think it's gonna get me in trouble, or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't for the life of me remember what I did with it. First I looked around in my apartment and I could not find it. So I called up the place where the party was. They hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, because for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like I'm less of a man. And I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed. So I went to the cave and ate breakfast. Then, as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all these people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off of him. He wanted 22 bucks, but I talked him down to 17. I took it home, washed it off, and I put it back on. I was happy again. Complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having the detachable penis. Thank you.
You know what that reminds me of? Like, I know a lot of guys might not know this, and for any guys listening, this is true. And I'm really giving you a huge secret. And but, you know, this has been out there on the internet for a while. We actually peel our skin, we shed our entire skin once every 3 weeks. That's actually what periods are. We lie and say that we're bleeding out of our vaginas. That is not true. We're actually just shedding all our skin entirely, like snakes, you know. So there you go. That's another comparison you can make between women and snakes. India solid.
Talking about this song.
Right.
This song, it was such a pleasure to listen to for the first time. It was such a pleasure to have the opportunity to read this out loud. Like an emotional roller coaster. He first tells you that he has a detachable penis and he can't find it again. It happens all the time. It was missing. And then he thinks about like how he went to a party and like, you know, how parties get. I really don't. I've not been to one, but you know, party. Yes. And then after that, he had looked through, he contacted people, you know, networking so important in our time. And then he was starting to get depressed, which is just so sad. He didn't feel complete. So he then walked, you know, took a long walk, found some thrift market or something, a junk market if you'd like to call it, and found it lying there. Like the point where the penis and the man met each other again brought me to tears. Like, wow.
Oh, I swear.
Also bargaining. The guy who he bought it off of wanted 22 bucks, but he got him down to 17.
It really just goes to show how like some things are just so important to us and we really take them for granted, and then they're gone, it's just you realize how important they are and the price that you have to pay for them.
Oh, absolutely. I sympathize and empathize with that 100%.
Of course, the snake thing that we said is true as well, but yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we're to move to talk about this song now.
It's like an hour in. What the fuck?
How has it already been an hour?
It's fine. Crazy. This is gonna be a full length episode now. It's okay.
Yeah. It was supposed to be a mini, now it's full length.
It's fine. Okay. So, guys, the next one is another deep song. It's about the perils of drugs and drug dealing. So, here we have Yummy by Justin Bieber. Yeah, you got that yummy yum. That yummy yum. That yummy yummy. Yeah, you got that yummy yum, that yummy yum, that yummy yummy. So again, he's like just calling out to his drug dealer and just to get his like attention. It's the attention grabber, you know, how when you wrote college essays, you needed the first line to be like totally out there and just, what? Same here.
I'm gripping my chair for dear life right now.
Okay.
From the emotions, of course, from the emotions, of course.
From the emotions, of course. Yeah, babe. Yeah, babe. Yeah, babe. Any night, any day. Say the word. On my way. Yeah, babe. Yeah, babe. Yeah, babe. In the morning or in the late, say the word on my way. The word being drugs. Say it and he's there. I think he's talking about himself being the drug dealer here as well. Like, you know, his wretched past. Ah, Justin Bieber, an icon. Bonafide Stallion.
That's just insightful.
Bonafide Stallion. Ain't in no stable. No, you stay on the run. Ain't on the side. You're number one. Yeah, every time I get around, you get it done. So I think this is about, you know, the horse. He used the horse as a mode of transportation. Just, you know, veer through traffic.
So here's the thing. Another very little known fact about this person is that he was actually a very, very well-known equestrian.
God.
So when he's talking about a bona fide stallion, he's talking about how, like... Also, so one thing that people don't know about the short king here is that he actually isn't that short. He's very, very tall, and he always wanted to be a jockey. Like people who ride horses in races. And the problem is jockeys are notoriously short. Like Handa could never be a jockey, even if she tried, right? She's too tall for that. So it was his lifelong dream to be a jockey, and he couldn't. So he basically compares himself to a bona fide stallion to be like, you know, I'm wild and unrestrained, and the only thing that I've ever wanted is out of my reach.
That makes my
that
heart
is
that
so
is
sad.
What he talks. So it is all about unrealized potential and how the rules of the world are unfair and meant to be broken, and can really, and you know, just because you don't fulfill what you thought was your life's destiny doesn't mean you can't still be successful in life. He's talking about breaking barriers and how personal losses can turn into personal triumphs through hard work and dedication.
That's so heartbreakingly beautiful. Thank you, Tandi, for sharing
that.
Really, just
I think we needed that.
Let's just have like a moment of just like, you know, letting that seep in.
Guys, back in the woods. Mr. Worldwide. So the next part is about sharing is caring. So I think this song, he didn't want it to be constricted to just one age group. He wanted it to be heard across the demographic. Like, he wanted to emulate Mr. Worldwide. Like, he wanted to be Mr. Worldwide. But anyways, here we go. 50-50, love the way you split it. 100 racks, help me spend it, babe. Like, he's just being so caring and benevolent here. Like, he has 100 racks, I presume, money, and he just wants to spend it. Again, this money was illegally acquired, so he has to have it in cash, but yes.
Of course.
Yeah. Light a match, get litty, babe. That jet set, watch the sunset, kinda. Yeah. See, this line confuses me a little. Tanvi, any insight?
Okay, so you know how during the 2019 Oscars, when Jimmy Fallon hosted and not 2019. What year was it where La La Land almost won, but it was actually Moonlight? Was it 2018?
18, I think. I'm not sure, but yeah.
Maybe.
2018, right. So during the 2018 Oscars, right, they were giving jet skis to people who could keep their acceptance speeches less than... short, basically, so that they weren't getting played off by the music. So if somebody could keep their acceptance speech very short, they would get a jet ski.
That's so cool.
Right? Yeah. And as you may or may not know, I'm sorry, the name's escaping me. What's the name of this influential artist?
Justin Bieber.
I'm horrible with names. Bieber, right, of course. So Bieber actually holds the record for the highest number of Oscar nominations ever.
Oh,
but he's unfortunately never won one.
That's
so he was talking about how... This song really talks about how he really wanted to set fire to the Oscars. But he didn't. Because again, he knows all about personal losses and turning into triumph, like we were talking about previously.
Yeah.
And that is sort of what his inspiration was for this entire ordeal. That even though he wanted to take inspiration from Eminem's Love the Way You Lie music video, and set fire, and Adele, of course, had set fire to the entire place and the rain as well. He did not go for it because he knew that his kleptomaniac tendencies needed to be kept in check. Otherwise, Hailey Bieber would have dumped his ass.
Of course. He's just so all-knowing. He's just so well-knowing.
Just goodness. Like, he's just so accepting and...
Yes, God. Salvatore was his biggest inspiration in life. Goodness, just goodness.
Of course, of course. Yeah.
I just want to go out there and just, like, do some good things for people. Like, you know...
They inspire
not
me.
Not set fires.
They inspire me.
That's actually why he peed on his fans that time.
Oh,
what?
They were on fire. What? Extinguish it. Yeah.
I don't. Okay. Can I just? I don't know what is sarcasm. What's satire?
Everything
I don't know what's genuine
sarcasm.
Anymore.
Everything is sarcasm.
I don't know what is true anymore.
Not a single line in this episode has been genuine. I am so glad we did this. Everyone's gonna hate this episode.
This is really my area to shine, man.
So guys, the next line I think is just more detail and more insight as to what Tanvi said. Rolling eyes back in my head, make my toes curl. Yeah. I think this is about him not winning the Oscar again. So he was like so mad he wanted to roll his eyes, but the cameraman are just so sadistic. Yeah. So they were like zooming in on him to try to see him. Yeah.
I've been there.
Poor guy. He's trying to hold back tears. Anyways, then he again says, you got that yummy. That goes on for a while. And the next is just so. Like, it talks about hard work, it talks about dedication, tenacity, everything. Mm-hmm. Standing
can
up.
Can I just say, like, the whole, like, repetition part in all of these songs that we've heard so far, just, it really shows how much they're just so dedicated in getting their message across and how they're just, you know, really emphasizing all this, really ramming it home. And I think we should all keep all of this in mind, you know, that you have the yummy yum, that you, you know, what were the other things?
No, it's okay. We
timber.
Yeah.
Yes, but you get what
you
I
get
mean.
It. Hotel room, like, all of them. Standing up, keep me on the rise, lose control of myself, I'm compromised, you're incriminating, no disguise, and you ain't never running low on supplies. So this is about how he was caught that one time dealing drugs.
Yeah.
Right, and...
Oh, no, actually I disagree with that, Anika, I'm so sorry.
I think you're wrong. I talked
there.
To him yesterday.
Remember that time when there was a photo of him with his hair really greasy eating a burrito on a park bench that went viral?
Tanvi, I think you're getting your timeline confused. That was the day after his parents paid his bail. I'm talking about what happened before, I'm getting there. Don't worry.
Alright. My bad. I'm so sorry. This is why I shouldn't correct people. Oof.
Why is she tearing up at this point?
So as we're saying, he lost control of himself and the police caught him for, you know, possession of so many drugs, cocaine, crack, LSD, the whole 10 yards. And his partner, Hailey Bieber, I presume, she was incriminating. So she said, how could you? She pretended and, you know, she just got the police to only take Justin Bieber into custody because she was his supplier. That was the conspiracy. She's never running low on supplies. Yeah.
That's why he dumped Selena Gomez.
I think so.
Oh my God. It all makes so much sense now.
Yeah.
Anika, Sunidhi, feel free to cut that out. We might get cancelled for mentioning Jaleena. I don't know.
Okay, the next...
I'm surprised if anyone's even going to listen this far.
No one is.
That is true.
It's okay, this is for us. This is just for us.
At this point, we can admit to murder and it wouldn't matter. Nobody's going to find out.
Yeah. I can be very lazy with the editing now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, so the next part is again about 50-50, sharing, yummy, yummy, yeah, babe. Get litty babe, like all of that, you know. So the next, I think he's talking about his journey from poverty to success. So he says, hop in the Lambo, I'm on my way. Drew House slippers on with a smile on my face. I'm elated that you are my lady. Yeah, you got that yummy yum. Mm.
Wow.
He's just, I feel so happy like when I read this. He struggled. He struggled in the drug industry, and now look at him. He has a Lambo and Drew House slippers.
He's just flourishing. He's just up there.
He's got
no
his
more
lady.
Issues with the equestrians. No more issue with the drugs. You know, just he's got the woman as well. He's got everything. Just he's living that yummy life. You know,
yummy, yummy.
Absolutely.
I think Sunidhi and Tanvi had
an
a few songs that they would like to talk about as well here.
Oh yes.
Oh, yes. Sunidhi, would you like to go first,
Maya? Mine is so short and, you know, it's completely free to interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it really speaks to my soul. So it's called, I might butcher the pronunciations, of course. It has a bit of Spanish in there because, you know, other languages can really
ramp up worldwide.
The importance. Yes, of course, yes. So it's called Ma Queso by Floyd Wonder. It's incredible. So it starts off, give me that cheddar, we get Enrico, big money rolls like burritos, give me that hot sauce, no pico, give me that, give me that, give me my slippers, call me Mimosa, my limousine and my chauffeur, solo novias, no esposas, give me that, give me that. So it took me a while to understand what this meant. The translation is a bit loose here. I'm so sorry. But basically, he's saying that, you know, when you give that cheddar, which could imply like anything, it's very you can substitute with anything, you know, you get rich, and he's talking about success, and you should really strive for that money, you know, big money like rolls like burritos. He's really painting an image of, where we can get, how far you can get. And he's painting this picture of limousines and chauffeurs and novias, meaning girlfriends only, and no wives. So he's really living that fast life, which a lot of us desire. And again,
absolutely.
Same thing with the repetition. We're coming back to that again. And he says, I want more of that queso. I want more of that queso. I want more of that queso. I want more. I want more. Really ramming home the idea of just greed that us humans have. Like, we keep desiring things. You just want more. And that translates directly to, I want more of that cheese. I want more of that cheese. I want more of that cheese. I want more. I want more. So yeah, like, and just this last bit, of course, he's really, you know, bringing in examples and telling us that we should really open our eyes. And he says that, give me that casa next to Jeff Bezos, jacuzzi lleno de besos, keep pouring that till I say so, give me that, which means that, you know, he wants a house next to Jeff Bezos, and he wants a jacuzzi full of pesos.
To me, it's just hitting
yes.
hard because it's talking about ambition, which so many of us have lost. He's bringing back the flame. He's just,
It really, you know, like Tanvi, she had talked about, you know, her, like, tough memories with all the songs with Mr. Worldwide. And with this one song specifically, it just takes me back to this time of, like, in middle school. And I just remember just wanting all of these things. I just wanted more cheese in order to get up there and, you know, get that money and get those pesos next to Jeff Bezos, of course, which,
and
by the way, lyrical genius that he says that.
I think we just sometimes forget how delicious cheese is. I'm sorry if you're lactose intolerant, but it's just a fact.
Just grow up.
I really
like
that.
I'm so sorry
this,
but
yeah. Just control it.
Yeah,
just control it. God.
Yeah. Just eat more shit.
Like,
more.
Tolerate
that's
it.
Just
intolerant
bastard. Lactose intolerant?
I'm so
lactose
sorry.
Tolerant. Simple.
Exactly.
Okay. Tanvi, do you want to get on with your song?
Oh, I'm sure Sunidhi has more to say.
Oh, okay.
No, that, a lot of that, actually, more of it was just repetition of, like, I want more of that cheese. I want more of that cheese again and again. And, you know, I just, I think the phrases that I had said were, you know, really ramming home the idea. So
understood. Okay, so I would like to present to you my favorite song ever composed by all of humankind, and that is Boyfriend by the previously mentioned Justin Bieber.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's all.
I will not be starting with the first verse. I'll be starting with the second verse.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes, swag, swag, swag on you. Chilling by the fire while we're eating fondue. I didn't know about me, but I know about you. So say hello to falsetto in 3, 2. I'd like to be everything you want. Hey girl, let me talk to you. I think this is also a song he wrote to Hailey Bieber when he was in jail. Because he mm-hmm. was talking about how swag, swag, swag got him nothing in life. And
right,
in the previous
right.
verse, he talks about how he has money he'd like to blow. But it's actually money he spent on blow. Right?
Mm, right,
and he was
right.
like, I got...
The word play.
Right? And he was
honestly,
like, I know you're my supplier, but I still love you. And we can just share some cheese. Which is
I
what Sunidhi was just talking about. So it pairs beautifully.
Right.
And,
that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He's just talking about how even though she ratted him out, she is still the love of his life and how he wants to be a better person for her.
I think a lot of people don't see that she did it for him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he did it for her.
They did it for each other.
Really
and they did it for
feel
love.
The pain.
They did it.
And then he talks about, tell me what you like, yeah, tell me what you don't. Which again, talks about consent, which we love.
Mm-hmm. Preach it.
Also talks about what drugs,
you
know, she enjoys abusing.
Exactly. Consent in all manners, you know, not just in the bedroom.
Okay.
I could be your Buzz Lightyear, fly across the globe. I don't wanna fight, yeah, you already know. I'ma make you shine bright. Like you're laying in the snow. Because she's an angel. You know, snow angel.
So
uh-huh.
sweet.
It's lovely. It's
and
a
I love that cultural
thought.
Reference right there. Only,
of,
genuinely,
also,
it's
Buzz
like
Lightyear.
Toy Story is such a niche movie.
He's just,
very
yeah.
few people know
honestly,
about it.
I think
and
he was
fact,
influenced
yeah,
by Pitbull again. Like Mr. Worldwide 2 and 3.
I love how he
yeah.
was giving visibility to smaller artists and smaller studios like Disney
like
Pixar. And
Pixar.
Who's ever heard of them?
I swear,
you know?
Like... I just love them so
this
much
is
and it's just amazing that now it's finally getting attention.
He's such an icon.
Little known fact, this is the only reason Pixar has ever gotten any attention.
Oh,
Justin
yes.
Bieber was the one who discovered them and that is why people know about it now. So
mm-hmm.
you can thank Justin Bieber for Marvel in a way. Right,
oh.
because if Pixar didn't exist,
yes,
Disney wouldn't have been able to make the kind of money they would need to be able to own Marvel properties. Which means that
mm-hmm.
Endgame happened. Thanos was killed by Justin Bieber.
Mm.
Hence proved.
That's amazing.
Justin Bieber is our Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
Because if Disney didn't own Marvel, the properties of Marvel, they would not be able to make the MCU films. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or just the
and
MCU.
Like,
actually, cinematic films make
yeah.
sense. Sorry, silly
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
They would not be able to create the MCU, which means Thanos would never be killed. Which
mm-hmm.
means... all of us would have died, which means Justin Bieber is our Lord and Savior, hence proved.
Yes. That's all.
Yes.
Yes. Continue, thank you.
Yes, go on, please.
That is all I would like to say about this song. I think those are the primary...
Mm-hmm.
you know, points that I think we needed to...
Oh,
I'm so sorry. I forgot one very important verse.
Mm-hmm.
Nana, Nana, Nana... Na na na, yeah girl. Na na na, na na na, na 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 a. Na na na, na na na, na 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 a. Na na na, na na na, na 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 a. If I was your girl,
I don't think this even requires explanation.
End of song.
It made me tear up.
I mean,
for the fifth time today.
But
I mean, sorry, Dale. Sorry, Dale.
Dale.
I will still explain it for those of us who don't really know what this means.
Okay.
Here
mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber is bringing attention to the fact that there are some linguistic systems in the world which only have two words and there
mm-hmm.
are entire languages in certain parts of the world that are composed only of two syllables, na and a in this case, and he is trying to teach his fans and supporters and the believers out there, the millions and millions of believers out there, that to be tolerant of other cultures and languages and to be accepting of them. And
I
so he transcribes the last verse in his song in that language.
I also think this hints towards, like, you know, alien invasion. So I don't know why aliens get so much bad press. He just wants people to be more accepting of them. So he wants to teach us the language of the aliens when they come to visit us next time, instead of, you know, just harassing them, using them for scientific experiments. He has a plan. He is a man with a plan. Yes.
See, the beauty of this song is how complex it is, and so it's so up for interpretation.
I think you also forgot what one I more took away from the song, Tanvi. In the middle of Handa, the song, he said swaggy. That's all I have.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
I'm sure you were circling back to that, but just in case.
Of course. That is not really something that needs explanation, right? Because I was just... Swaggy is actually a drug. It's a party drug, mm-hmm. as we all know. And he was just talking about how, you know, that's really the drug that, like, fucked up his life. So he's telling his fans not to take it. He's like, do everything else, just not Swaggy.
Another less known fact is that Swaggy is the drug that is life. So, you know, don't get high on drugs, kids, get high on life, which he doesn't like and, you know, wants to end it. But it's a lot to think about.
Yeah, I really think we lost track of this.
We really did.
I really think we lost track of this.
Okay, bringing it back, I have two more songs.
It's one hour 20 minutes.
Also, we had like one last song. I think Tanvi would like to take it away.
This is a song that's actually very underground, and none of us have ever. The Anika and Sunidhi had actually never heard it before. I had to introduce them to it. And it goes a little something like this. One, two, three.
So guys, if you've made it this far, we've, you know, helped you successfully lose all your brain cells. We've helped you join the cult of Mr. Worldwide. We've taught you some nuances about, you know, said cult. We've also Rickrolled you, if that wasn't, you know, enough insult to the injury.
That was the initiation,
and,
basically.
Yeah, it's just the initiation. Don't take it too roughly.
Don't worry about it.
But, yeah, so we've done a lot of this, and I'm sure you spent like an hour, 15 hours, 30 hours, just like, you know, streaming this over and over again just to get it through your heads. But I would like to leave like Sunidhi and Tanvi with one question. We've actually not discussed this a lot, but do you think water is white?
Okay, so here's the
given
thing,
what
right?
Mr. Worldwide has
like,
been
we
saying.
Were talking about drugs.